الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, the dua which we recite is pending in between the earth and the heaven till we recite salutation and durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاةً وسلاماً عليك يا رسول الله. Once again, it is the time to say مرحبا أهلاً وسهلاً بكم. I'd like to welcome one and all in this episode, الغفلة. The topic, viewers of Madani Channel, is still heedlessness. And the subtopic for this episode is the causes of heedlessness. What are the causes of heedlessness? Of course, last episode, we diagnosed some symptoms of heedlessness. With the grace of Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, today we are going to follow up and to continue from where we left, and the topic of discussion in this episode is asbabul ghafla, the causes of heedlessness. Allow me to say that likulli shay lahu asbab, for each and everything there are some causes. Like for instance, malaria is caused by the bites of mosquitoes. Diarrhea is caused by eating unwholesome food, food which is not pure. The causes of some kidney failure or kidney diseases, it is due to A, B, C. The causes of such and such is due to A, B, C, and etc. Now, the causes of heedlessness, there are many. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, we are going to touch some of them. Why are we going to touch some of them? So that myself, yourself, our family and our beloved, we all together fight, and we will try our level best to protect ourselves from each and every causative factor around this dreadful disease called al-ghafla. Now, before we embarkle to the topic, as we said earlier on, that to be heedless, which we are talking about, it is not to be disturbed from minor things. Actually, it is to be heedless about your hereafter, and to care less, not to find a time and to be absorbed in other issues and try to ignore the call of Creator. One pious servant made a dua in the court of Allah saying, what have ye gained, the one who loses you? If you lose Allah, you've lost everything. You've lose even your being, your self-esteem, your honor, your dignity. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be from among the people who forget Allah, and in turn Allah make them to forget even themselves. Now, if you are heedless about your Creator, then you've lost the entity. It's like clutching to the shadow and leaving the object. You hold to the shadow and you miss the object. That will be khusranun mubin, a clear loss. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. So now, what the heedless which we are talking about is when somebody is unmindful about his Creator. Like how this pious man meditated beautifully a dua, oh Allah, what has he gained? The one who loses you, the one who misses you. And what has he lost? The one who finds you. If you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have everything in your hands. So viewers of Madani Channel, this is the heedlessness which we are talking about, whereby one is unmindful towards his Creator, unmindful towards his obligation, the fara'id, the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. What are the causes which will make somebody to be heedless? First one, of course, it is none other than Iblis, Shaitan, the chief cause of ghafla. He's the trick master. So one of his tricks, it is a ghafla. He occupies you with some other things, with some frivolities, so that you can be occupied. When you're occupied with these things, then you become from among his ahlul ghafla, from the people of heedlessness. What he does, he put you in a scenario, then he puts some eye-popping things, some mind-blogging things, that you be like a baby who's being dazzled with some toys, and they start to dazzle you, to make you feel in a comfort zone as a trickery. Then this comfort zone will make you to be heedless. You start to enjoy the comfort of the dunya. Now, by you enjoying the comfort of this dunya, it will make you to forget the comfort of the hereafter. In our societies, we pinpoint one another. So and so is my enemy. But really, the chief enemy whom we need to constantly revive our enmity with him, he is Iblis, the devil. And it's a topic on its own about the tricks of the devil. I don't want to indulge myself, or I don't want to divert from the main topic, which is ghafla. But Iblis, he uses this trick to trick human beings, to trick even the scholars, to trick even the umum, yani the awam, the general mass, some of the people that are drawn in this sea called al-ghafla, heedlessness. So this is one of his tricks, which he used to make them to lose. Because if somebody is occupied, just imagine, with something which is not important, and he loses something which is important, how happy Iblis become? So he make us busy with frivolities. He will make us to minor the major and to major the minor. Like how we normally say that there are things which are important and urgent, and then there are things which are important but not urgent, and then there are things which are urgent but not important, and then there are things which are not important and which are not urgent. And now Iblis, he make us to use our time in those things which are not important and urgent. So he is the causer of al-ghafla. As I said earlier on, that for each and everything there are causes. The bites of the mosquito causes malaria. In the same shoe, the bites of Iblis causes al-ghafla. The waswas of shaitan causes al-ghafla. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas. So what he does, he whisper in our sudur, in our chest, in our hearts. When somebody is now drawn in al-ghafla, Iblis will be happy. Viewers of Madani Channel. So this is one of the causes of al-ghafla. Then number two, from among the causes of al-ghafla, ala wa huwa al-jahl, to be ignorant of the sharia. Not to have knowledge about deen. Not to have that ilmul farad. To have the knowledge which is compulsory upon each and every one of us to know. This is the cause of al-ghafla. Because if you want to wake up, you need to have some knowledge. If you don't have some knowledge, then the whispers of shaitan, or rather you start to follow your vain desires. In our day to day, we find that only those people who fear Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, they are people of knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those people who fear Allah from His servants are the people of ilm. They are the ones, viewers of Madani Channel, who fight against this heedless. Their knowledge will guide them from what is right and what is wrong, from what is haram to what is halal. So now, if you don't have any knowledge, you will be drawn in this sea of al-ghafla. So not to have knowledge in itself, it is a disaster. It is the cause. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said, "Talabul ilm, seeking of knowledge, fariḍa, it is compulsory. It is compulsory. Ala kulli Muslim, upon each and every one of this ummah, the Muslim, viewers of Madani Channel. You know, if you've got a gun, in that gun there is no bullets. How can you shoot the enemy? Or if you would bullets and no gun, again you cannot shoot the enemy. This is exactly knowledge. Knowledge is like a gun. Then the bullets, the action, then the enemy is Iblis. So now if you've got knowledge and you've got action, then you can shoot the enemy. Otherwise if you've got action and no knowledge, it's like you've got bullets but no gun. Now if you've got knowledge but no action, you've got a gun but no the bullets. You need to have got the gun and the bullet. So, from among is the causes of heedlessness. It is what? Al-jahl. Ignorance. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal protect us from being among the ignorant one. So, Ikhwani, viewers of Madani Channel, in brief, knowledge itself, knowledge, al-ilm, quwwah, its power. That's why we enforce the institute of seeking knowledge, be it in the Madani Qafila, be it in the Madani Mudakira, be it Madani Mukalima, be it Madrasatul Madina, all any way, any avenue which will make you to seek knowledge. So my advice today for myself and yourself is that we need to seek knowledge day in and day out in order for us to cure ourselves from the slumber, from the sickness, from the sleepness which we are in, of al-ghafla. And another cause of al-ghafla, kathratu dhunub, excessive sinning. Yani al-dhunub, the sins themselves. The more you commit sins, the more heedless you become. We are stopping from here. Then inshallah, in the next episode, we will continue now with part two of this topic, the causes of heedlessness, because there are some other causes of heedlessness which we need to cover. This is not all of them. We did covered some of them. We said what the first one is, what the causes of all this wrong thing, Iblis is the causative of all this bad influence. Then number two, al-jahl, to be ignorant. Then number three, al-ma'asiyah, excessive sinning. Only today we covered three. Inshallah, in the next episode, we are going to come the more, you know, the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. So now the more we start, now the more severe is going to come those ones, which I just want to explain a little bit more. If we understand them, yani the main causes of Al-Ghafla, it will follow in the next episode. Keep on watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Ya Allah, wake me up from sleeplessness. Ya Allah, wake me up from sleeplessness.